undefeated Brian Makamoku, popularly known as Bukom Banku, early this morning defeated Michael Ayite Powers in their much-hyped non-title bout at the Accra Sports Stadium. Banku was in total control as he dominated all the 12 rounds, with the judges scoring 117-109, 119-100, and 120-108 all in his favor. The victory means Banku has improved his record with 27 wins, whilst Ayite Powers' unimpressive performance continues. Speaking to the media after the bout, Ayite Powers called for a rematch since Bukom Banku failed to make the required weight for the fight.
I'm an international fighter. I want him to prove that if he can beat me, he is able to go to work. So once he finds a money to beat me, I wish him good luck. You can see Bukom Banku can do his weight and I reduce a lot. You understand me? I reduce a lot and I come down. If Bukom Banku can manage and make my weight, I can stop it. If Bukom Banku can give me a rematch, I will like. My mother let me know that after fighting, either lose or win, I'm still Ayite Powers. He continues to give me a good fight. You know, Bukom Banku is not easy boxer, he's a good boxer, you understand me? I know the skills I'm going to use. I told you, he can't make the weight. If he managed to make that weight, I will stop him. I promise. People can promise that I can do it. If I promise and I can't do it, that means, I mean, it's bad. I told you people that if I lose or I win, people should take out my profit out of this. You understand me? Everywhere you have to get, you have to have God's favor. You can fight at the end of the game, you can die. So why can't I go that I finish the rounds and nothing happened to me?
Yeah.
That is why I pray to God. That is why I went to my prophet to pray for me. But not that I'm praying that my prophet will let me beat Bukom Banku. Anything can happen. You can fight, you can lose. You can fight, you can die. You can fight, you can get injury. You understand me? I want to rematch. Yes.
You heard Ayite Powers speaking after the bout. Meanwhile, the champion Bukom Banku refused to talk to the media. The president of the Ghana Boxing Authority, Peter Zwenes, has been speaking to Radio Ghana about the bout.
Well, I wouldn't say my expectations have been met entirely. It started at a promising fight, but I think somewhere along the line, Ayite ran out of gas, so it became a one-sided fight. But all in all, I think that it's been a successful event.
Would you say this fight has gone down as one of the biggest fights as far as this country is concerned?
Yes, in recent times, in so many years, we haven't had a fight with such patronage, with such hype. And I think that for that reason alone, it was historic. And also for me, I think that it will appeal to sponsors who are on the sidelines to come to the aid of professional boxing and not to confine themselves always to soccer.
So what do you have finally to tell the Ghanaian populace who are so in love, you know, with this particular bout that just ended?
Well, we are telling them that there are more of such big promotions to come, so should keep their fingers crossed and let us help to develop boxing to another level.
President of the Ghana Boxing Authority, Peter Zwen, is talking to Radio Ghana after the bout early this morning.